Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement. And if they do, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing these with a friend on social media to encourage them as well? Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of things that are contagious. Now, as we think about COVID-19, a lot of people talk about, well, let the data speak for itself, just let the science speak for itself. And I love that idea, but honestly, the interpretations have been all over the map. But one thing is true for sure is that this COVID-19 thing is really contagious. It spreads like wildfire. Well, what I want to talk about today is something that I've seen spread in the hearts and the lives of the people closest to me, and it's maybe even more contagious than COVID. It's the contagion of fear. Fear is dangerous. Fear is a thief. And there's multiple kinds of fear. Let me just rattle off some of them for you. Number one is the fear of failure. What if I let people down? What if I don't measure up? Number two is the fear of rejection. What if the people I care about and the people whose opinions I value, what if they dismiss what I'm about? Fear number three is the fear of embarrassment. And oftentimes we see this in ourselves when we become defensive and shut down. And then there's also the fear of the unknown. This is where you become paralyzed, afraid to take the next step. One of the reasons why fear is so dangerous is because it begins to steal our confidence. It begins to prevent us from living out the God-given purpose that He's placed in our life. See, I believe that God created you on purpose. And when He created you on purpose, He created you for a purpose to live it out. And if we're not careful, we'll let fear rob us of that. And so if that's you today, maybe you've been wrestling with that. Maybe there's been that paralyzing sense of fear. I want to give you four reminders. Reminder number one is that God is with you. If you know God personally, the Bible teaches that God stepped out of heaven and stepped into your heart, and He lives inside of you. That means He's with you in the good times, and He's with you during the tough times. In fact, God reminded Joshua of this in Joshua chapter 1, where He says in verse 7, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." See, when you realize that God is with you, it causes you to live differently. Fear loses its grip. Reminder number two is to recognize your God-given agency. I already mentioned this. You were created on purpose. You were created for a purpose, and with that purpose comes the enablement of God. You have agency. What that means is you have ownership of this day. You're partnering with God. You've got decisions you can make. Oftentimes when I'm talking to leaders or business owners, I quote Henry Cloud, who's a great author and psychologist, where he reminds us you are ridiculously in charge. Quit playing the victim. Quit waiting on somebody else. Step into your day with purpose and authority. Reminder number three is to feed your mind with truth. One of the best ways to overcome fear is to turn off the noise from the outside and feed your mind with scripture, with what God has to say. Because when you build that into your life, when you build that into your heart, fear loses its grip. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Reminder number four, just take the next step. Take the next step. John Acuff talks about this idea of fear when he says we need to punch fear in the face. I love that idea. I love that visual. Because if we're not careful, fear will cause us to be paralyzed. It'll cause us to wait. It'll cause us to lose our self-confidence. But when we step towards it, it loses its power. I like what Dan Ryland recently wrote in his new book. He said, "Whatever fear you may have, for you to break through it, you have to actually step into it." And so here's a practical way to do that. Whatever you're fearing, whatever that thing is that's overarching in your life today, step towards it. Maybe it's a difficult conversation with a loved one. Step towards it. Speak the truth in love. Maybe it's a big financial decision that you didn't see coming and you've got to make a decision. Make a list of pros and cons and step towards it. Maybe it's a change you're going to make and you're afraid of getting pushback. Step towards that thing. Don't let fear rob you of your purpose today. Number one, God's with you. Number two, you have agency. You're ridiculously in charge. Number three, you've got access to truth. Fill your mind with truth. And number four, you can take the next step. Just take the next step. And every step you take, fear loses its grip. Man, I hope this is helpful to you. I want to encourage you to jump over to our sister podcast, weekdaymeditation.com. And again, if this is helpful, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing this with a friend, posting it on social media, and let's encourage somebody else today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.